This is RSB&B Update, episode 527, recorded July 24th, 2015. Earth is the Ripoff. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for RSB&B Update. Sitting in with myself this week, seeing as Earth is taking a week off, is Magic King.
Hello.
And Syrah Pyro, or more affectionately known as Syrah from Clan Quest.
Awkward silence.
Welcome. We had both of you on a while back, and I'm sorry, Syrah. Ouch. I just realized you prefer to be called Syrah Pyro rather than just Syrah. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Ah!
Well, either works then.
Yeah.
So, how are you guys both doing this week?
I am doing good. I have been busy as heck working.
And you, Magic?
Not bad and all.
Good. All right. So, let's start with the WWF's conservation campaign in RuneScape, where you can adopt a big cat. There's a whole number of cats that are available. You need to complete what is called the drop. It is a non-live version of the game that they tried to bring in. What was that? In April, I think they were running the drop.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
What was that? The drop.
That was their weekly live stream kind of game show, except now they're
failed each time.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, that's right.
Now they're using it to promote awareness of the tiger cubs, or big cat cubs in any case, for the WWF conservation work. So the way it works is there's 12 questions that you have to answer. Each one of them nets you a point, and with a certain amount of points, you can adopt a pet.
But not all the pets.
Well, you can do it, numerous times. So, for example, if 9 points the first run will get you the jaguar cub. Next, you can get the tiger cub. Then, if you want to take it a step further, you can donate a bond and you get a lion cub. Or, for 5 bonds, you get the snow leopard cub.
That poor snow leopard's not getting saved.
No, I don't think so, unless people, have spare bonds lying around that they want to, give or really feel a connection to this charity.
It's been on the expensive side.
Yeah, and I mean, with each bond going for roughly 9 million GP, that's
like 45 to 50 mil.
Yeah. I mean, status symbol maybe, but it is kind of a charitable thing to do. So
they're over 10 million now.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe this update did have some kind of bearing on that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they're selling for 10.1 million.
Oh, wow. Yeah, rip Snow Leopard.
Well, that was a rather anticlimactic version of OS X as it was anyways, so. Too bad that the Snow Leopard cup is like that, but. This will be available for the next 4 weeks in game, and while it is available, anytime you use the Beast of Burden, you can have one of these companion overrides override the Beast of Burden. So you can have a little tiger, or a snow leopard, or a jaguar, or even a lion follow you around.
I'd be tempted to get the lion.
That's one bond.
To be completely honest. Yeah, I know.
So. Anyways, there's also some titles you can get. Snowy Assassin, Stealth Predator, and King of the Jungle. That would sound good, wouldn't it?
The Mighty Jungle. Oh god, Alpha Leo's gonna go for that.
Syrah Pyro, King of the Jungle, or Magic King, 6'10", King of the Jungle, right?
Hey, maybe. But didn't he drop the 6'10"?
Did you?
I did.
Oh. All right, so you're just Magic King. Oh, Magic King, King of the Jungle, then. That kind of has a bit of repetition, but It works, I guess, right?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, you can be
there,
a stealth
There are no King Kings here.
All right. And, of course, answer one Jaguar question a week, you get a small lamp. Answer all 12 Jaguar week questions, you get a medium XP lamp. And answer one Tiger question of the week, small XP, and all Tiger questions, one medium. So there's four lamps that can be earned weekly with this.
Wow, that's lame. Those are small. Or...
They are. And
don't the Tigers deserve more?
Yeah, so I feel like this is an okay update to do, but are the players really getting excited about this?
It's more of like a moral update.
Yeah.
Kind of. It's like Jagex gets to feel good. We get some pets and titles, which are kind of useless in the game. And cats get money to live their posh cat lives.
And ultimately, I'm, you know, not opposed to this. Ultimately, it's something that does need to be done. And Jagex, you know.
Yeah.
Showing a charitable aspect is definitely a great thing. I think that's one of the more important things that they do in addition to producing the content for us. So they definitely get a round of applause from me. But there's one thing that we need to remember also when dealing with this is that the word conservation means obviously to conserve. And granted, we're talking about big cats right now that aren't endangered or are not in any real danger of becoming extinct in the near future. But I think what they are doing with this ultimately is instilling a sense of conservation into the player base, you know, whether it be for these cats or, I mean, you
the
could
rhinos.
Talk about the rhinos, right? Because those are actually threatened, the rhinos. So last year's did make sense.
I think they're all threatened, actually.
No, the big cats are approaching near threatened. That was one of the questions in the quiz that you can do.
Oh. Let me see. Oh, well, sea lions are endangered, but that doesn't quite count.
Yeah, we could definitely do the sea lions next year, I guess. I mean, you could do this for a whole lot of things, not just, you know, WWF. But I guess, I mean, that does give a... or does provide a charitable front that Jagex can donate to, which, as we said, is a good thing. And, I mean, at the end of the day, who can argue with conservation? So
Malayan tiger is endangered.
All right. That's an interesting one.
The snow leopard actually is endangered.
Okay. So that would be why it's the most expensive one, then.
Probably.
Yeah.
And the tiger is endangered, too.
Yep. Okay, that's why the tiger's there. And, I mean...
And the whale is endangered.
All right. Maybe next
I want a whale
year.
Pet. I want a whale pet.
Well, maybe Jagex. We could do that with sailing or something, right?
God, no! Don't get me started on that. No, please don't get me started on elite skills. Don't get me started on elite skills.
Oh, well, we'll save that for later then, perhaps, but... Anyways, definitely head over to Berthorpe and give this a try. It runs every half hour. All the times that I did it, I ended up doing it myself. So as you can see, only a few days in, the interest has died down, so to speak. But
yeah, I hadn't seen any of the pets.
I'm looking at one right now.
Okay, is it yours? Or
No. It's somebody else's.
Ah, okay.
It's staring at the fish at my feet, though.
The fish at your feet?
I'm power fishing.
Oh. Okay, then. Well,
that
explains some things.
Oh, and the polar bear is invulnerable.
Let's see.
No, polar bears.
Here we go. With numbers declining, the jaguar is currently classed
as near threatened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw that.
So... That is the one that's near threatened.
There is a threat there. Maybe for some it's more severe than others, like the snow leopard.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, that's obviously why they're worth more, and they actually want the real money going towards those. So, well done, Jagex. Anything else about this, or should we move on to the patch notes? Because this is a
very... Cats.
Yeah, we got lots of those in Clan Quest, don't we?
let's see. No. Silly cat. Quest kitty cat. Kittyator cat. I think that's it now.
Oh, okay, only three?
Probably.
All right, then. Well, head over to Burthorpe and adopt your big cat. The picture that they used for the promotional material is quite nice.
Your cat today!
Yep. All right. Well, on to the patch notes we go. So I'm just going to talk here for a few moments. I'm going to run down some items, and you guys stop me if you want to talk about any of these. Raid boss drop tables have been improved so that...
That was fast.
They now give between 1 million and 2 million each time. That's good.
That was fast, but that also sounds rewarding.
Yeah. And I mean, people do need a reason to go there. And with it being the hardest boss encounter in the game, you might as well give people as much encouragement as you can, right?
Yeah.
New daily challenges have been added for the Nemi Forest.
I mean, as long as I can keep it alive for 2 weeks, that would be better than most updates.
Yeah, I know. And I said we need more things like the Nemi Forest because, quite honestly, it's something that changes and it preserves that, you know, aspect of exploration that doesn't exactly exist anywhere in game right now because everywhere is so darn populated.
Yeah. There's not really many wild lands in RuneScape.
Exactly. You basically got Eagle's Peak and Relica. And Feldip Hills, maybe. That's about it.
And the desert. The desert has a lot of open space.
Yeah, but it's a desert, and it's supposed to.
Yeah, it's a desert, and not many people care to go there.
Astromancers have been added in several key locations who can teleport players to Tuska's back. So obviously, making the journey to the bandit camp was a little too hard. Even though it's easily accessible by the magic carpet.
Where are these key locations?
The only one...
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, me too. The only one I heard of was on the boat between Alcard and Lumbridge that transfers you to the Dungeoneering area, and that's the only one I'm aware of, so I'm not sure where the others are. But if I had to wager a guess, I would say there might be one near Taverly, but I didn't see it in my quick run-through of Taverly, so...
Maybe it's by the one guy, the new starter guy. That dwarf.
Oh, it could be. But, I mean, would it make sense to put one there since Tuska's back and Mazcab isn't exactly entry-level content?
They should put one in Finescre. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. But
at where?
Finescre. Finescre.
Oh, yeah, Finescre. That would work.
I was kidding, but, I mean, okay.
Well, I mean...
That said, the world portal should also, like... You can use the world portal to get there. I wonder if you can.
Oh, that's a good idea. I mean, why not?
I mean, yeah, why not? It's there. Make it useful.
Yeah.
They should just, like, do a big update of adding a bunch of random small realms. Like, a hidden update. Don't tell us how to get to them. That'll add some exploration.
Yeah, that would also add some stuff for our next hide-and-seek event.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Hunting through realms.
Yeah, that would be hard.
I guess the clues would have to be, like, to get the code.
Anyways, Hydric's bolt tips have been added to potential loot from Araxian Virago. Good.
That's too high level for me.
Yeah, I agree. I don't frequent those areas of RuneScape.
I've barely heard of Hydric's.
The coal bag now holds 81 coal rather than 27.
That's quite nice.
It's because more than one inventory.
Exactly. Oh. And let's say you're making rune bars. Okay, 27 divided by 8. Well, there's I don't know why I couldn't math there, but
Shane, use your math.
8 times 3 is 24. 8 times 4 is 32. There you go.
Use your math faster.
I know. Now, here is probably the biggest, maybe the biggest Ninja update of 2015. I thought the Beast of Burden update was, but this might be bigger. Entering the Abyss will now provide 2.5 times runecrafting experience.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, so. And this is long overdue, I must say.
Yeah, runecrafting is painfully slow.
Yeah, and no one conventional runecrafts anymore because of the runespan.
Yeah.
So ultimately, this should have been added with the runespan.
Probably.
But it gets better. If you purchase a demonic skull from the Mage's Amarak, you will have 3.5 times runecrafting experience, but you will have a head icon that shows that you are wielding the demonic skull, and any player who kills you will receive 500,000 GP.
Huh.
But...
that's... okay.
This costs 550,000 GP to buy from the Mage's Amarak.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, when you're dealing with the bonus XP that you already have for runecrafting combined with this, you're looking at 4.5 times XP on runecrafting. And to give you guys an example...
do they stack?
Yes, they do.
Ooh.
So the Demonic Skull takes a blood rune up to 36.7 XP per blood rune. Now, if you combine that with bonus XP from Treasure Hunter, this brings you up to 47 XP per blood rune. And you can make, you know, roughly, I want to say, 84 runes per run. That's not a maximum number, but it's a high number.
And it's only about 4,000 experience per run, but
yeah,
that's still way better than it used to be.
But you can make around 5,100 runes per hour, so that puts us up to around 185,000 runecrafting XP per hour doing blood runes. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe make some money in the process, so this is definitely something that I think runecrafters, specifically those going for 99, 120, maybe 200 mil are going to want to look at to diversify the time span.
I can't wait to see the economy tank some more.
What do you mean by tank?
Well, now everyone's going to start making those runes.
Yeah, I guess. And, I mean, the price of blood runes in the economy was okay, I think. 400,000. Or 400 GP per blood rune, sorry, as it was previously. So, I mean, yeah, we got that happening from the Great Orb Project and Vizwax, but are we creating a bigger problem here, you think, by adding too many runes into the economy?
I think only time will tell.
Yeah. Pretty much. I don't know how many runes we need, to be honest.
Yeah,
because like, after the last big magic update, they, like, reduced the need for runes so much that it's, like, practically unnecessary. Like, air runes are practically irrelevant now.
Yep, yep. And, I mean, as of right now, soul runes are also irrelevant because we don't have any real spells that use them, so... we'll have to wait for the Saren spells for that.
Yeah.
But I'll just say with this, as I've said many, many times before, the Soul Altar would be something nice to have in-game. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Sure.
One of these years.
Yeah, I mean, we could be waiting another decade for it, just like we waited a decade for the Elf City, but anyways. Substantial way of changing the way runecrafting goes here. Good XP, but of course risky, more click intensive, so you'll have to make your own decision there.
Ooh, okay.
The loot inventory now displays total grand exchange and high alchemy values that are contained within the loot box. This is for the new looting system, so you can decide if you want to click loot all or, well, just leave it on the floor, I guess. Which
is pretty convenient.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you press again? It's like...
it's the new loot system, so you just...
yeah.
You'll just get a little thing that says however much GP
yeah.
the stack is worth. That's all.
You know, it's like a couple minutes ago. I haven't used the new like loot all system yet. So it's like I accidentally clicked something and like the loot all screen came up and I have no idea.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I have no idea what just happened. So I just closed it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the looting system. Vire lords and Vire ladies have had their combat stats rebalanced to make them more worthwhile slayer targets. And of course, these changes are being made to coincide with the vampire quest that's coming later this year. So
I was going to mention that.
Yeah, I think it's good to draw some attention over to vampire
Mauritania.
Yes. Though, I think I voted for the Dungeoneering quest, so we'll have to see how this turns out.
I want to see that friggin' finish your old quests first. We've been waiting too long for these finales for some of these quests.
All right. Magic, you remember when you were listening to that live show and we wanted to name that episode Team Edward for Floor 61?
Yes, and I'm very glad I convinced you not to.
That was going to be a title of the show combining, Vampires, a.k.a. Team Edward, and Dungeoneering, Floor 61. But anyways, anything else in the patch notes before we move on?
What else was in the patch note? Was it probably not anything interesting.
Not really. I think everything's covered.
We got the few big ones, which is, of course, what's important.
Yeah.
Changes made to, of course, Mazcab and the raids, but I mean, we covered the main one there being that you get more GP per kill between 1 and 2 million, so that's good, and 2 and 3 million for Yakamaru. And yeah, so let's talk a little bit about the old school PvP tournament that was supposed to be. And in order to give us a hand with that, seeing as he's been working on that all today, is Mr. Bistro, who was on last week. So he's just going to join us for a few moments to give some thoughts and provide some input on that.
Hooray! Experts!
Yes, we love our experts in this field, and Mr. Bistro was invaluable last week for talking about raids and whatnot. So, hello, Mr. Bistro.
Hello, everybody.
You guys probably remember Mr. Bistro from last week. So we're just talking here about the PvP tournament that was supposed to be. So as I understand it, you were preparing today to cover this, and someone dropped a link on your lap saying, oh, it's canceled for this weekend.
Yeah, someone, as in you, about 45 minutes ago. And it just as much as a shock as the actual update itself.
Yeah, so ultimately this got canceled because of internet connectivity issues caused by network attacks, of all things, which should be surprising, but it's not, given the way past live events have gone for JAX, right?
Definitely.
I mean, we've had the drop, we've had, what was the other one? The drop.
Any other live stream?
Live streams, yeah.
I mean,
Road Trip.
Just because it's old road school, trip. They've been facing DDoS attacks for years. Pretty much ever since they were first put up.
So, the question I have, and I know, Magic, you've played a bit of old school before, so maybe you can answer this, is why do people like attacking old school so much? Is it that it's an easier target, or is there more vindictive people in that community who don't like what Jagex is ultimately doing?
I think it's mainly the fact that they will get more of a rise out of the old school community than they will the RS3 community.
All right. And you know, that makes sense.
With the old school community, you know, they all have input on what goes into and what doesn't go into the game, and it's kind of like their child, a bit of a bastardized demon child at this point, but a child nonetheless.
Thank you. Awkward silence.
Yes. Okay. So, I guess what I'd ask now, Mr. Bistro, you were looking forward to covering this, right?
Well, I just found out about it, and I was honestly planning on putting up a video about its progress and how I was kind of skeptical about their advertising. And now there's something even bigger to talk about with it. And all of this really came into fruition just a couple hours ago that it even existed.
So, I mean, from that perspective, it feels as though it was old school related specifically. But, I mean, yeah, they told us today, the RS community, and they told the old school community a few days ago.
Well, the old school community is known for a while. These posts I have been looking at, the old school homepage, they've been on for a few weeks or maybe even months. I haven't gone back that far. But the old school community knew about this. It's just kind of a shock that the rest of the RuneScape community didn't, and that really puts a divide between the two communities again.
They're divided by default.
But this just kind of puts a blatant frame around that. I mean, yeah. They're working so hard on getting the communities to kind of intermingle again, and something like this happens, and it feels like no progress has been made at all.
You know what they should do? If they want to really mingle the communities, you know what they should do is add the goddamn clan chat to old school.
I'm going to second that.
I want to agree with you guys there, but knowing what I know about databases and RuneScape's architecture, let me tell you that will be no small feat.
Yeah, that's but they have technically...
Friends chats work.
That's a different system entirely.
They put the Grand Exchange in, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Well, you got to understand that in order for two people to communicate, it's coming from two different types of servers entirely. And
the clan database is RS3. Well, it's not on old school. So there you go.
We have the technology.
I mean, at one point in time, there was no way to do a mass trade in old school, and they put it in.
Oh, okay. So
they have the ability to add big things to the game.
It's just a matter of allocating resources and figuring out what the priorities are.
Which they have no resources anymore.
Yeah,
pretty much. Didn't like one of the big mods. Yeah, I was gonna say didn't like one of the big mods get fired recently.
Yes.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, competitive tournament, $10,000 reward for this. At the end of the day, we've never seen anything like that for RS3. I mean, sure, test it with old school. That makes perfect sense. And no, I'm not being sarcastic there. I really think it makes perfect sense. And the reason is the old school community is more in tune with this kind of competition. They're more community-based, I want to say, than those in RS3, I think. Would that be an accurate assessment based on what I know and what you guys know?
They're probably an angrier group of people that all agree on one thing, and that's hating RS3.
That is the most accurate statement I've heard in about 2 years of the game.
All right. Well, that is what happens when you discuss old school on RSBNB update, and I did not poke that hornet's nest today, so I'm happy about that. Anything you'd like to mention before we move on from this, Mr. Bistro, about the old school competitive tournament?
Well, it was a smart idea for them to postpone it. It's better for them to admit that something went wrong than to just chance it and go through anyway. There is promise in this, but I just don't see a whole lot of competitive play in RuneScape. It's been tried before. Maybe not like this, but RuneScape's not really the game at the end of the day that's meant to be competitive. And we're going to see problems like this all the time. And I don't really know if there's much that can change it besides, you know, a dedicated, all-in-one-place, people competing live kind of event.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing that's interesting is that old school probably still has the same slow tick rate, right?
Yes, I'm sure it does.
Okay. And now we have a responsive combat system with RS3. And I guess the question is, if you can't pull this off with RS3, how are you going to pull off a competitive, entertaining tournament for old school? I mean, combat's so much more dynamic on RS3. It doesn't make sense how you could do it on old school.
It's because there's a lot of people that are just closed-minded. They liked the old system of just slow tick. And that, for a lot of people, say PvP died after that. I don't get it, but they just feel like somehow that system is better for PvP.
I honestly think that with the right attention, PvP could make quite the resurgence on RS3. It was said by Mod Mark, I think, that they wanted EOC to bring an aspect to RuneScape that was similar to games like Dota and League of Legends. But it hasn't.
Please, I actually like EOC. Don't bring that into the equation.
Yeah, they'd be dabbling in a completely different market at that point.
Yeah.
At the same time, when you're talking competitive market or competitive gaming, those are like the biggest names out there, and RuneScape's trying to throw their hat in the ring somehow.
The issue is they would be so out of their element. It's a completely different kind of game.
Yeah.
Please don't.
They're not going to pull it off unless they had, you know, a dedicated product that was just built solely around the combat experience.
The issue is they've tried to build different products and they've failed with all of them.
I was about to say, let's take a look at JagtX's history with other games real quick, shall we? Let's see, what was it? Mechscape and Stellar Dawn?
Transformers.
Transformers? Was it Stellar Dawn?
Yes.
Yeah, Stellar Dawn, the Mechscape.
Stellar Dawn
got canceled.
I guess Mechscape and Stellar Dawn were the same thing. What was that other game that they came out with?
Transformers?
They did Ace of Spades, which is still alive, but incredibly tiny community.
Speaking of incredibly tiny communities, is Fun Orb still around?
Yes. I think so. Fun Orb is still around, but it is just suffering. They also did another game recently. That game, like, with the robot promotion. I don't know how that's doing.
That was Transformers, wasn't it?
No, there was another Ace of Spades type game. They like released a robot outfit. This was only like a month ago.
It was on Steam. I'm trying to remember. Unfortunately, I cannot. Oh boy.
I'm sure the only game that's really going to be able to hold its own is something that is really
block and load
based. And I guess the closest game to that would be their new RuneScape. What is it called? Chronicle?
Chronicle, an interactive card game.
Oh, yeah. Block and load is what it was. All right, I pulled up a list. I actually forgot about a few that are even worse failures.
Okay, let's not talk about those. Let's think positive.
No, just real quick.
Look forward.
War of Legends.
Oh, God.
And
I remember that train wreck.
And Eight Realms.
Oh.
And I never even heard of this one, Herotopia.
So it seems as though what we got is we got a situation where Jagex cannot break out of the traditional RuneScape mold. They have a good game with RS3 that I want to say is just coasting along, and if lucky in 2016 we'll see some great updates that'll have people interested. We have Old School, which is the relics from the past, which... okay, that exists and it's going, but like you said, what did you call it? Magic? Trainwreck? Disaster?
Bastard Child.
All right.
A Bastard Child. I like it.
Well, the thing is, at this point, yes, it's old school in nature, but it has things that RS3 doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is weird. I mean, I'm okay with it existing. It's like RuneScape Classic of the modern age. I'm okay with it existing. But, because I think most people don't even remember that there used to be RuneScape Classic servers, or there still are. I don't know.
I think there's still one.
Whoa. Who writes these news posts for Jagex's old school community? I mean, really?
Link it.
Apparently, Believe is spelled B E L E-I-V-E.
Well, you see, they kind of fired the head of old school PR.
God damn it.
All right.
Can I blame,
well,
am I allowed to blame the British?
No. 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 That's partially the way we spell things. But evidently, as you can see here, this is what happens when we talk old school on RSBNB Update. We go down a mega rat hole, something that's supposed to be about networks and competitive PvP tournaments, and we end up talking about the very existence of old school as it is.
Well, I mean, you do have to talk about the product to talk about the effects of the product.
Well, yeah. And
the success
of
the product.
It seems as though we've just given a death sentence to old school and half of other things that Jagex tries that don't have the name RuneScape in them.
Old school does have the name RuneScape in it, which is why it's still going 2 years later, unlike every other project they've had.
You know what? I have a theory. From now on, Jagex should just put RuneScape in parentheses at the end of all their new games, even if it's not related at all. Just add that and see if the game works.
All right. Well, let's just say at the end of the day, it was a nice effort. Maybe we'll see something going like this forward. But Mr. Bistro, since we brought you on for this, you have anything else you'd like to mention about this?
No, I think I'm good.
All right. And of course, Mr. Bistro, Don Tracker's YouTube channel. You'll have a video up about this tomorrow, I believe.
Yep, featuring your favorite host, one of them, Shane.
That would be me.
Featuring one of them.
Yeah, so also check out my Informer article while I'm here. I'm going to plug myself a little bit. It's
on
Raids. Oh, yeah,
the one about Raids, yeah.
So that is, I believe that's up now.
It is. It was up on Wednesday.
Yep. Well, thanks for having me on for a little bit, and happy escaping, everybody.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Bistro.
Thank
you. All right. So moving on from that, Rune Labs, we got a polling update this week. And the poll is the future of Rune Labs with a very, very surprising option. But I'll start with the least surprising, or maybe the anticipated first. 10 small updates, 5%, 1 large, 1 medium, and 1 small, 34%. 4 medium updates, 12%. No commitment updates, 12%. Remove Rune Labs completely, 15%. And I don't mind, 18%.
I'll take third place. I'll take it.
Now, you see, when you said you were going to start with the not-so-surprising option first, I thought you were going to start with I don't mind.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is the most not surprising option with these polls, isn't it? But so you guys both voted to remove Rune Labs then, I'm guessing.
I did.
Yes.
I did
as well. And I don't know if we're going to move 5,000 votes in 5 days, but it's worth a shot. So here we go. I ultimately think everyone should choose the remove Rune Labs option because Rune Labs as it is has not yielded the amazing updates that people had hoped it would. And ultimately, the updates that do come from Rune Labs are community-centric. People are only thinking about themselves when they make them and not necessarily the wider health of the game. And top it all off, what are we missing when Jagex is not creating updates? Ultimately, I think the power of content creation should go back to them, and that's why I voted to remove Rune Labs completely.
Well said.
What about your guys' rationale?
I'm hesitant to say anything because I might come off as evil.
Please say it.
But basically, I believe that, yeah, content creation should go back to Jagex. The consumer, in the pessimistic world of consumers and producers, the consumer doesn't know what they want.
Exactly.
The people are going to produce what they alone think should be in the game, but it's short-sighted, it's crappy, it's... Jagex needs to sit down with their people and discuss the long-term future of the game and work towards that, not continually adding short-term player-appeasing updates that just keep people on by threads.
Yeah, and I mean, for a long time, it's felt as though there's no grand vision for what RS will be. Granted, you know, Jagex can come out at RuneFest or in January every year and say, we're doing this, this, and this, and this is where we'd like to go in the next 5 years. That's fine.
We still never got the Church of You.
But in doing that, they just make these lists, but they never act on them. And there's nothing in-game that shows progress aside from a smattering of unfinished quest lines. So, I mean,
which themselves have slowed down because of all of these updates.
It just feels as though we're rudderless right now, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
My issue with Rune Labs is, you know, I think that Jagex has kind of lowered the quality of the updates that they brought in over the years. And I feel like they've started to rely on Rune Labs for better ideas, which is a horrible idea because I've yet to see more than about 5 updates come out that are actually decent.
Yeah.
I'm kind of extreme. I don't even want the polls in these games, these polls for discerning updates. I'm just, let Jagex take back creation. We know they can do it. They used to update weekly with good updates weekly. All on their own.
The only polls that I would want would be like a which one of these do you want next poll.
Maybe. I still think that they should prioritize what needs it most, not what we think needs it most.
Yes, and you know they used
a plurality
of the clan. Do you remember the guaranteed content polls that we get maybe twice or three times a year?
Yes, sort of do.
That is what the extent of polling in RS should be. And we harped on this for a lot in 2014. A long time. Lots of episodes. And it got to the point where we just had to accept it and move on. But ultimately, I get what you guys are saying. And it's something that I think a lot of people think. Though, with coming in third, remove Rune Labs completely. I wonder who's voting in this poll.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, if we look at the actual forum topic that was posted with this poll, we actually got a lengthy FAQ about this. And I'm just going to springboard us into the next section of this here, since we're already talking about Rune Labs, that it makes sense to. But no one likes Rune Labs. And no one absolutely hates it. Everyone is just indifferent to it. Which, is that surprising to you guys?
No.
Not really. I mean, I outright hate it, but yeah.
It kind of goes back to the old school discussion, where in old school, everyone is either completely on one side or completely on the other. You know, with the DDoS attacks, there's a reason why RS3 doesn't get DDoSed. Because nobody cares anymore.
Yeah, we just play RS3 because it's a game that we like coming to. It's nothing to get militant over if an update doesn't go off right, you know?
Yeah.
But going into the survey results that they've shared with us, the ones I wanted to highlight are that 31% say they don't agree or disagree that the best idea is winning each poll. But on the same time, 29% disagree and 20% strongly disagree that the best idea is winning each poll. So if these people are saying this in the survey, why is Remove Rune Labs completely in third place in game?
I don't know. Because the people that are happy are going to be silent. The people that are mad are the ones that are vocal. But the people that are silent aren't going to say anything because they're happy. Why would they say anything? They're content.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe this is a case of the silent majority winning over in game and the vocal minority, I guess, or minority in general, saying that they disagree. Though I wouldn't call 49% a minority when 31% are on the fence.
Yeah.
Let's see. Now, here's the one you mentioned. 41% neither disagree nor disagree that the content generated by Rune Labs has been better quality than other releases. So this is the Dragon, Slayer Belt, and Faster Lodestone, since this is all we got. On that same question, 21% disagree, 19% agree, and 6% strongly agree. So, ultimately, this issue of indifference, I want to say, comes down to the community. Because when we try and host events, whether it be RSBNB, Clan Quest, other fan sites, people are indifferent to those. So maybe it's just people are indifferent to RuneScape and, you know, don't want to have a community around to play the game with, which is kind of frightening, but that seems to be the way we're going.
Hey, everybody on RuneScape, define MMO and then think about that for a second.
There you go.
Just think about it for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
48% also say that a Rune Labs game update is better than a normal game update. Or I'm sorry, they're on the fence about that.
Okay.
Only 14% say that it's actually better. Agree. I don't know. I mean,
It brings Jagex to be obligated to do what the players want rather than what they are truly passionate about. That's what's important. We may be the paying customer, but we're only going to get a good content if Jagex is wholeheartedly behind it.
And, I mean, on that same front, every Rune Labs update, the Slayer Belt, the Dragons, they've consulted with the original creator of the content over Skype. They brought them into meetings about developing it. So
these little updates should just be patch notes. These things aren't updates. But freaking tool belt, that's patch notes.
You can't call the Adam and Rune Dragon set, though.
No, but I'm of the mind that we don't need more combat stuff for a while.
All right.
So anyways, I wasn't thrilled with those.
I want to go back to some numbers. You know, we have remove Rune Labs completely right now, 15%, give or take, on the in-game.
It's probably not going to move much higher than that.
No, but 18% of people on the survey agreed that Jagex should remove Rune Labs. So if we factor in a margin of error, this survey fits with the results we're seeing in-game.
Hmm. Yeah. And then 18% indifference.
Once again, we're the community of indifference, which is not a good thing. Because if you're not always vigilant or aware of what's going on around you, bad things can happen. Now, granted, we're not going to start seeing cows fly in RuneScape, though it's entirely possible, I guess. The point I'm trying to make is that if everyone is indifferent to these updates, yet we're still being asked an opinion, what is the point of us being asked an opinion?
It's because people think Jagex makes bad updates and then they just don't want them to make updates anymore. But then once they don't, they just don't give a damn.
Yeah,
it's because Jagex is appeasing the vocal minority on bad updates. They got so self-conscious about all their updates that the vocal minority hates that they're caving into them where the silent majority is okay with them.
And, you know, I think you're right on that. Because, remember, 2013 was a very turbulent year for Jagex. Release of Old School, and then in 2014 we got the polling system. And this year we get Rune Labs. Yet, these aren't exactly going how Jagex wants. So, that brings up the question. They weren't needed in the first place. It's exactly what you said. It's a vocal minority who brought these things in, but
it's like
now the community is entirely indifferent to them, that it doesn't matter.
They've been enduring the ranters and all these haters for EOC, combat boots, freaking Grand Exchange, all of them for years, and they just finally like got worn down and are appeasing the minority when the majority is okay with it.
Yeah.
And they just... Right. When you're in the majority, you don't complain. You don't have anything to say because you're happy.
Exactly.
And so Jagex thinks that the minority represents the whole community, and thus they make Rune Labs.
And I mean, let's also look at what's winning right now. We're only going to have 3 Rune Labs updates in 2016. 3. 1, 2, 3. 1 large, 1 medium, and 1 small.
Which is a step in the right direction.
That's a step in the right direction. We're not going to see the removal of Rune Labs completely, though Jagex is going to reevaluate it and see, you know, what player perception is next year when they, you know, use it to develop these 3 updates. But after that, if you guys are still indifferent, Rune Labs is gone. And I bet player power will be gone too.
Rightfully so.
Because
I mean, don't get me wrong. Jagex should take feedback. They should listen to the player base. They shouldn't just go off wildly and ignore the people playing with them. They're playing their game. But they shouldn't work for them.
Well, the issue is, I think they do want to listen to the player base, but the vocal minority of the player base is saying, I don't care.
But also, Let's remember that when, in the past, before Rune Labs, before player power, when people asked, or when Jagex asked for people's opinions of an update on the official forums, do you guys remember how toxic those forum topics were?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the rant, pretty much the community that hung out in the old rants forum just overtook it. They're horrible people. It was awful. Because if you're happy, then they scour the forums looking for a way to complain.
Yeah. Anyways, there's a question here about player power. How is RuneScape about player power if you're reducing Rune Labs? And they basically say Rune Labs is not the only way of you getting involved in RuneScape. We are determined to do more dev blogs, live streams, and design documents on upcoming content so you can give feedback as content is developed. We still firmly believe that RuneScape should be directed by you. It's also notable that the number of player power polls reduced with Rune Labs. This is because Rune Labs was generating ideas that had little room for polls because the player ideas left no room for pollable elements. Though they are planning to increase the number of player power polls with the reduction of Rune Labs.
If there's a good idea, just implement it. Stop pitting them against each other.
Yeah, and I mean, you can't really pit them against each other in a system that just has a simple upvote and can be gamed and whatnot. So, I mean,
I said this from the
beginning. It was a flawed system the way it was designed.
Here's my biggest complaint in that regard. The recent poll on construction in which we got the aquarium. What they should have done is just add all of them. We need it. We need a good construction update. Make construction fun. Make it interesting. Add all of it.
You know, you're entirely right on that. If we had not had Rune Labs this year, they could have added all those things in the construction update, and that could have been our big construction update with, you know, giving a fresh lick of paint to everything else.
And people have said that that would take a lot of resource development to do. Then do it. I mean, just dedicate that an update. It needs an update. Why just dedicate a little bit to it and half-ass it?
And ultimately, when it comes down to it, people like construction. And I think they would have been happy with a construction update if they had not got Rune and Addy Dragons, the Slayer Belt, or whatever Fast Lodestones was.
But I mean, construction has a lot of potential if they do it right. I mean, sure, it can't be enormous, but it's the most sandbox aspect of the game.
And as it stands right now, we're not getting a construction update until surface construction, if that comes out.
I have a rant
anyways,
on that. I'm not gonna, that
anyways,
that for another day.
I got some numbers here that we're going to go over. Then we're going to talk about Rune Labs updates that have come out this year and what we think. Less than 4% of the population have submitted an idea to Rune Labs. 4%.
Jeez.
Meanwhile, less than 10% of the RuneScape population has logged into Rune Labs and pressed the support button on an update. When that's something that should be easy to do. I mean,
alas, I am part of that 10%, like for one or two friends, but
I mean that should be a pretty telling number right there.
Yeah, it is. And that's probably why they're reconsidering it.
Yeah. All right. 70 ideas are suggested per day with an average of 250 supports per day across the entire Rune Labs website. That's it. In a community that has a game that has anywhere from 30,000 to 60,000 people logged in at all hours of the day. So, as you can see, people are not getting involved in this. And right now, 78,000 people online, but why are there only 250 upvotes per day? I mean, you bring something out, people aren't using it, take it away. So, Adamon and Rune Dragons, personally for me, this was probably the best executed update of Rune Labs this year.
I'll agree with that. I didn't care for having it. I wouldn't have chosen it, but it was probably better executed than most.
Yeah, and I mean, the Rune Dragons and Addy Dragons, they look amazing in terms of their 3D model. The combat mechanics for the Rune Dragons are unique, which you can't complain about. I mean, anytime there's a new combat NPC that's a Slayer monster and it requires some creative thinking is a good thing, in my opinion. And we got some nice little Dragonkin portraits along with that, both on Kef'Sea and in the Brimhaven dungeon. So they did manage to... Yeah, they are. So I like the Rune and Adamant Dragons, even though I didn't vote for them. But
I can't even remember what the vote options for that were.
That was, yeah, you're right. Neither can I. Oops. Slayer belt?
Haven't even touched it yet.
Okay. I just want to say...
I think that's patch notes. That should have been just patch notes, ninja update. That's not worth it.
I think so as well, because...
Same for faster load zones.
I actually read it and then forgot it happened. And I went on a gargoyle task. And I saw add to tool belt on the rock hammer, and I went, when the hell did this come in?
And I mean, it shouldn't have needed a Rune Labs update. Slayer's been out since 2005. The tool belt, I want to say, since 2010. So it's not as though this is a novel concept. It's something that has been wanted for a long time, and the ninja team has proven they can act, just as they acted this week with the runecrafting XP increase, and previously with the Beast of Burden increase. So, I mean, if you're hearing something from the players, you might as well move it up to the queue. You don't need a Rune Labs vote for that. And faster lodestones, I honestly think that's a disaster of an update. Granted, it uses Vizwax, but... Okay.
I'm not even going to try it.
I'll be completely honest, I've never even used Vizwax.
And the problem with this update is it makes law runes extinct. What's the point in using a standard teleport when you can use a lodestone for free? A fast lodestone teleport for free. Yeah, well, I mean, there are people who choose not to use lodestones.
Earth.
There you go. And I mean, that's fine. But ultimately, there needs to be more than that segment of the population who is... creating use for law runes.
Yep.
All right. Then we got, of course, the upcoming updates. The farming timer?
Patch notes, ninja. That's not a worthy update. That's
and let me say, as a farmer and someone who is approaching 120 farming, let me just say that timing your farming is something that you do if you're serious about farming. And while it'll be nice to have, it's not something that we absolutely need. The Saren Quest and Saren Prayer Spellbook?
I do not support Rune Labs or Player Power Quests at all. I'm very much for quests, but people don't know what they want in quests. They just want to see, ooh, shiny.
Yeah, and I think
so Saren Quest is going to suffer. It's going to suffer.
I think ultimately introducing Saren right now isn't the correct thing to do because...
Why not?
I don't know about you guys, but I got the opinion that Saren was going to be involved with the Elder God storyline.
She should be. Isn't she Zeros' sister?
Exactly. Well, not exactly a sister, but that's the best way of describing the relationship.
Pretty much,
And of course, the Saren Prayer and Spellbook, giving players insight into what they want from spells and prayers. I mean, it's nice, but you end up with some overpowered things.
But yeah, with quests, my best example is I hated that Nomad got included in that quest in Zamarquest. Dishonor Among Thieves. That was such a horrible way to reintroduce Nomad. They built him up as the biggest boss, as this cliffhanger that he survived, and then we're just kind of like, oh, hi Death, hi Nomad, let's go rob a bank. It was the worst way to bring Nomad back. It was incredibly anticlimactic. They wasted that character's opportunity. God damn it, Jaggers. You listen to the players and look what happened.
And while we're on this topic of quest rewards, let me say that the Saren spells and prayers have been finalized. They've been grouped into categories of offensive spells and skilling spells, and of course the combat prayers and skilling prayers. There's
how much
a whole
of this
bunch
is
going to
be divination related?
Not too much, actually, from the looks of it. So they're going to be support based, but chances are we'll be talking about that later on when the quest actually comes out. So if anybody out there has any questions about this, then you can probably send in a question next week for this. So, but it's in the future updates forum if anybody wants to look at that. Also coming with Rune Labs this rest of this year, we got Pristina's Waterfall Fishing.
I'll support that, I guess.
But you
gotta
ask the question, what clan does fishing fit with? And if it's not in a clan, how is it going to be explained?
I refuse to support or go against any update until it's released.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to have nice fishing options that are like as efficient as, say, the Saren Stones or whatever the agility one is.
Heffin Posts, I mean, or the Heffin Agility Course.
Yeah, both of the, all of the above. I mean, it'd be nice to have something like that. Just explain it in the lore, if you're going to do it.
And also, do not rune span Rocktail, if you know what I mean.
Yes, kind of.
Basically.
But don't give fishing a rune span.
Exactly. Otherwise, you'll have it reversed a few years later, as we saw this week. Ichthlorin versus Amiskit for the Halloween event.
This is more player-induced lore, and it's just going to turn the same as the quests.
All right.
It's going to turn out like the Tuska event. It's going to turn out like Tuska. It's going to turn out like Tuska. I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
Tuska was a disaster of an event.
Well, you know, there's still the conspiracy theorists about it was if it was predetermined or not, but anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to turn out cheesy and crappy and misplaced in the lore.
And, of course, the high-level mobs, including Living Wyverns, the Ripper Demon, and the Camel Monster.
Let me point out one other thing. Whatever happened to the Ozan quests that were featuring in Muscat?
There you go. Okay.
And now they're just going to cheapen her role in that with some stupid Halloween event.
And I see you got the dogs angry about that.
Apparently.
And we've touched on this point already, I think, about player design versus Jagex design. You said it best, Sira. Players don't know what they want.
Yeah.
And I think we were talking about this in Clan Chat the other day, weren't we?
Yeah.
So.
We were.
It's just something that until you've been on the opposite end of creating something rather than just using something, you don't understand what exactly goes into creation. And it doesn't need to be creation of a game, but it can be website, application, whatever. Until you've created something like that, you just don't understand what goes into something like that. And that's where I get my idea that Jagex is the better designer.
They're professionals. I mean, they may make questionable decisions sometimes in the past, but they're professionals. It's not like they're just some kids banging on a keyboard.
Exactly.
And they, I mean, yeah, questionable decisions, but they know what they're doing in the end.
And finally,
which I question now with all this, but I mean, I question it now, but in the past, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah. And finally, what updates aren't happening because of Rune Labs? Like we touched on.
Construction.
Construction update. Lots of people have been very interested in things like the mining and smithing rework for 2016. That's one of the reasons they cited as though we're maybe not going to be going this way with Rune Labs. So you got to ask yourself, is having Rune Labs worth missing out on a large, grand scale update like construction or a rework of mining and smithing or surface world construction or the introduction of Menaphos? So you got to ask yourself, do I want Rune Labs updates created by players who don't have a grand vision and really are not privy to the internal discussions going on with Jagex as to what is best for the game? Or do I want the entire schedule of 2016 to be determined by Jagex, who is going to come up with updates that are smart, are epic in quality and stature, I want to say, and ultimately do create a better player experience? Because let's think back to the years of 2005. And 2006 when Slayer and Construction came out. Because
I would go even farther than that.
Okay.
I enjoyed the game. I didn't start questioning Jagex until player power.
Yeah. So, I mean, it ultimately comes down to what Jagex can do. And so many people got interested in the updates that Jagex was producing that they were enjoyed. But Jagex just started to doubt themselves when there was the large vocal backlash to the evolution of combat, which I actually think didn't exist really. But anyways.
Vocal minority.
And that's the whole reason why, at the end of the day, you should choose to remove Rune Labs completely with this player power pull option.
I mean, in the interest of concessions, yeah, there were questionable updates like climbing boots. I still question that to this day. That was weird.
But
stuff like EOC and all this is... It's a change, yes, but it's not a bad update. You just have to give it a chance. I mean, take Alaska, for instance. I'm sorry I'm throwing names out of other people, but she will say herself she was amongst the haters, and then she just gave it a chance, actually, and voila.
There you go. And, I mean, it comes down to not understanding it, and that's how you get people who are angry. But
maybe introduce it slower. It does have a learning curve. I can understand that, but to flat out go through all this, it's
not necessary. Immature. Yeah, it's not necessary. But. All right. Well, there's lots of discussion, like I promised, on Rune Labs.
Does Magic King have anything last words to
yeah,
say?
Yeah, either of you. You guys have anything to say? Last thing to say about Rune Labs? No? You good?
Nope.
All right. Sierra, I know you could go on forever, but... All right, everyone. That is the Rune Labs retrospective halfway through the year, and ultimately, make the right decision. Vote to remove Rune Labs completely from RuneScape. And yes, we will have a summary of this in terms of a 2-minute video or audio clip that you guys can share with your friends, because I ultimately think something like that is needed, and if we can share it around the community, maybe, just maybe, we can move.
Maybe something will happen.
Yeah, we can move this from third place to second place.
And really send the image home. Or the more likely option, alas, is people will be indifferent.
Yep, and there's a reason not to be indifferent. Though I suspect the vast majority of people out there who listen to RSBNB Update are not indifferent, because if they were indifferent, they would have turned us off years ago.
Probably.
All right, so as you guys probably noticed, we're already an hour and a bit in, so there is no time for questions this week, and I anticipated that. So if you want to send your questions in for next week about Rune Labs, Saren's spells and prayers, anything really... I mean, you could even send questions in about the old school PvP competition. You can do that by sending them to questions@rsbnb.com. That's email. Or you can phone them in or leave a text message at 571-57BNB, which is country code 1 for the United States, and then 571-572-2632. That's how you can get us your questions. Text message is by far the easiest way. Second easiest is to just phone them in. So we highly recommend that you use that phone number. All right. So let's move on to tech news. Now, you guys both mentioned that you kind of fall asleep at tech news, right?
I didn't say that. That doesn't mean it's not true, but I didn't say that.
All right. Well, I got a perfect reason why you should not fall asleep for this week's tech news. Actually, two big reasons why.
I see one of them. Yes. But the other two are fall asleep.
Number one, there's a huge security vulnerability this week with the Microsoft operating systems. Yes, this means anything going back all the way to Windows Vista, including Windows 8, and, well, the beta of Windows 10 is vulnerable to an open font driver remote code execution vulnerability. Now, what this means in simple speak is that if you download a malformed font from a website and it runs on your system, now you could be using Internet Explorer, or you could also get bit if you're using Chrome or Firefox or any other browser. The font will run on your system and give the attacker the ability to do anything they want with your computer. So this is a very, very important reason that everyone must reboot their computer and run Windows Update this week. So as soon as you are done listening to RSBNB Update, run Windows Update and restart your Windows computer.
My Windows Update ran the other day on its own.
Good.
Does that count?
Good. Yes, that counts.
Okay.
I just say that because some people, you know, get the Windows Update prompt and they say, okay, we're going to install, but we'll restart you later. And we'll restart you later the next day and so on. But the reason you need to restart is because that code that fixes it does not get loaded until you actually restart the system. So that's why it's so critical to restart with Windows Updates. So definitely run Windows Update if you have not already. There hasn't been any indication if this is being exploited out in the wild, but it's entirely possible that it could be being used on shady websites. So just run Windows Update. All right. Anything on that one for me there? Yeah.
No. Mac rules.
Okay. How about you, Magic? No? You good?
Nope.
All right. Anyone have a 2014 or 2015 Chrysler?
Nope.
Magic?
I have a, 1998 Toyota Corolla. I
don't even have a car.
Okay. Well, this week it's been noted that there is a major vulnerability with the new Chrysler cars. Somebody over the internet can take remote control of these vehicles and access all kinds of subsystems. And yes, that's not just the entertainment system that can be accessed. Anything from steering, brake control, transmission, speed, all that can be accessed remotely and hacked. So the idea behind this is that the exploit works over the internet, and that the attacker takes control of what's called the CAN, which is the computer area network inside the car. And through that, they sideload firmware into it, because this computer is just supposed to control the entertainment system, right? But because it's connected to the CAN, it can control everything in the car.
Jeez.
So that is how they get in. There is no firewall on this car. There is no password, and there is no auto-update for this. So if you know anyone who is affected by this, they actually have to go to a website, use a USB thumb drive, and update the firmware of their car, believe it or not. You know, I never thought we'd get to a point where we were talking about a car being hacked. I remember doing this way back when, and I mean, we talked about the exploits of phones or malware on computers, but cars, that seemed like it would be so far away, but here we are, 2015, and cars are vulnerable. So definitely, if you do have something 2014 or 2015 Chrysler, do pay attention to this. And I guess what we could call the final tech news story of the week talks about NASA's Kepler mission, in which that has discovered a bigger, older version of Earth.
You know what I heard?
What'd you hear?
That it has a severe vulnerability.
Oh?
Like everything else that you've mentioned so far.
Hmm.
I had that joke in my head, but then I forgot the exact phrasing you said, so I screwed up the joke.
Yeah, you seems like you're kind of missing the punchline there, Ciro. You can try again later. But anyways, this planet is in the habitable zone. It is 60% larger than our planet. So in some ways of what I said, that is actually a fat Earth. I don't know if you guys know Earth, but he's actually, you know, pretty small.
Earth needs to go on a diet.
Yeah, so this one's fatter. This imposter's fatter. And it also...
Is he the imposter or are we the imposter?
No, this new one's the imposter. It's got a 385-day year, which, I mean, that's only 20 days longer, 5% longer than our current year, so that would be workable. It's 5% further out than us, but it's still in the habitable zone. It's also 1.5 billion years older than us, so around 6 billion years old.
This sounds awfully like the non-imposter. It sounds like we're the ripoff.
It's got the same surface temperature, and it's 20% brighter, the star. So,
but what's its water situation?
We don't know yet. More measurements will need to be taken to determine atmospheric composition. But, I mean, if it comes across as a nitrogen atmosphere with traces of oxygen, then it would be habitable.
Then we pretty much reenact the Mass Effect Andromeda trailer.
I'm sorry, I do not know Mass Effect. But
think Space Pioneer.
Okay. This would be, if we do find it to be a nitrogen-oxygen atmosphere, this will be the first exoplanet that would be habitable, confirmed habitable.
And then there's just one problem.
1,400 light years away.
Pretty much.
Which isn't far.
Where is it? Like, what galaxy or whatever do you know?
It's in our galaxy, of course. Okay. I believe it's in the Cygnus constellation.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you want to look that up. Cygnus constellation. So let's see where that is. Cygnus constellation. Plane of the Milky Way. I don't know where it is, unfortunately. You guys will have to look that up for yourself. But
is that like the equivalent of the Milky Way?
What do you mean?
Like, would Cygnus be another version of the, like, whatever we're in right now, the Milky Way? And then you have, like, the Milky Way, and then you have Andromeda.
No.
Andromeda.
No. This is in our galaxy. This is close.
So
it's in the Milky Way.
Okay.
Cygnus is just the star group. If you know where where the Hercules constellation is, there's Lyra, and then...
Right.
Cygnus
is
next to that, and that's where you'd find this. So, anyways, I think that's the happiest news of the week, really, splitting up anything Rune Labs related or whatever you have. So, there you go, everyone.
So, we just need to invent faster than light travel.
Pretty much, yeah. All right, so there's tech news, everyone. Shall we talk... about skill of the month now.
All right.
So in skill of the month, we do have Tim still in first place in the magic competition. 5 million experience gained so far.
Tim.
Mm-hmm. Tim. Second place is Flash with 3.1 million experience gained, and third place Metal Maniac 9 with 1.8 million XP gained. Flash has been known to pull off impossible things before, so with a week left in the month, it's entirely possible that
Flash might do something. Is he like the Flash? I mean, the Flash is pretty impossible, too.
No, I don't think so, but if he was, that might explain a few things.
I mean, if he can get that much XP that fast, then yeah.
Yeah. Flash is also the person who beat Wolfie in the last
wow.
cooking competition, I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you notice my XP in the cooking competition?
No, I didn't.
That's because there wasn't any.
And I guess I might as well mention while this is going on that we are also running our dungeoneering competition this week. So let's see how that's going.
Not bad.
What do we got?
Right, we currently have Noosey in first place with just shy of 2 million experience.
Noosey? What clan is he in? Where? How does he factor into all this? Where did he sign up?
Is he part of
the site?
I think he's part of Clan Quest, no?
Noosey? No, he's a guest.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess he signed up and heard about it then. Because this is open to the wider RS community. Anyone can join these ones.
I just don't think he's not on our offsite. He must have gone through RSBNB.
Yep. And, I mean, that's where you sign up on these ones. Because we do a form now.
All right. Marimba is in second place with 1.7 million.
Oh, boy. He changed his name.
Yes, he had a name change. He also couldn't get more than 3 million because he would have maxed out.
Yeah, that's true.
And then Koopy's in third place with 800,000.
Oh, Koopy. I know all of these people.
Good. Oh, and Magic King, you neglected to inform yourself of what your XP is.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not trying to compete.
989. So
I'm not in last.
Yay! All right. Well, there's the competition updates. Before we move on to the pick of the week, I would like to bring attention to Lord Rickle's top 5 elite skilling ideas. He's taken some time and put together a list of potential elite skills that he'd like to see, so you can find that at informer.rsbnb.com. All right.
No, I won't talk about it.
Pick of the week. Let's go, Magic. You have a pick of the week for us, I believe?
Yes, my pick of the week is Rocket League, which has recently
exploded.
Taken off. Yes. Couple of my friends that played on PlayStation 4 said that about 3 or 4 days ago, the servers were averaging 150,000 people online at one time.
Wow.
That's not including the Steam servers, if I remember correctly. So this game has been number one on Steam and number one on PlayStation Network for about the last 2 weeks. And there are rumors that it will be moving to Xbox One as well in the near future.
Okay.
All right, so what's the basic premise of the game?
You're pretty much playing soccer in a 3v3 match, but instead of people, you're using cars that can jump in the air and it's really different.
You know, it always amazes me how you get things like this that, I mean, don't have any rhyme or reason to them. They're seemingly, you know, just a odd game thrown together, and yet they vault to popularity. Previous examples, you know, I would say include Minecraft, Flappy Bird. Would you put that in the league of these?
Kind of, as in, there aren't many games that are like it. At least, if there are, they're not really noticed.
All right.
But, I think that's one of the reasons why the game took off the way it did, is because it's so different. And it's a team-based game, and it's fun.
So would you happen to have a preferred platform for this? Because you said PS4, so I assume PC is what you're going to say.
I haven't played it on either, but I have seen people play it. And from what I've heard, it's better to play it on PS4, because then everyone is on the same platform and no one has a hardware advantage.
All right. All right. Well, you can find a link to Rocket League in the notes at update.rsbnb.com. Thanks, Magic. So, let's start with you, Sierra. What have you been up to this week?
I'm not sure he's here. He said would be right back.
I missed that. Well, you first then. What have you been up to this week, Magic King?
Not too much, really. Just a little bit of Slayer.
All right. Approaching any milestones or anything interesting like that?
Milestones, I'm coming somewhat close to one. I'm coming close to 2,300 total.
Oh, good. Congratulations on that. That's good. Anything else you'd like to share?
No, that's pretty much it.
All right. As for me this week on RuneScape, I was away for half the week, so didn't get a chance to do all that much. But since I've been back, just farming, did some runecrafting, and, well, clue scrolls. I had a rare 500,000 GP clue scroll, which, I mean, it doesn't sound that great, but when you've been around 200 and 300,000, you'll take 500,000 as a good clue scroll, I think.
Oh, yeah. I had one a few weeks ago, I think it's close to a month ago at this point, that almost made me fall out of my chair.
Oh?
Because that normally I get, you know, 90,000, 100,000. All of a sudden, I get a Barrows die, and I'm 220 million richer.
Oh, so lucky. That is indeed what I'm hoping for one day, but I can only hope. All right.
Well, it took me about 400, so.
Yeah, I know, and I mean,
for what it's worth.
I haven't got a Robin Hood or anything rare like that in a long, long time. But
I mean, I've gotten stuff that, you know, 3-4 years ago would have been worth 10-15 million. Now, you know, it's elk value.
Yeah. That's the really unfortunate thing with clue scrolls, I think, is that unless you do elite clue scrolls, you end up elking the majority of what you get. But it is what it is. Anyways, in addition to that, just been playing around with a couple of little interesting things that you guys might see the results of in the near future. Fingers crossed. But, I think we'll ask Sierra now what he's been up to.
What have I been up to?
Yeah.
I have been working the past week as a student supervisor for a summer workshop for high school students at my college. So I've been supervising production. They're all shooting their own shorts. And I've been kind of in there to help them do it.
And for anyone who doesn't know, that is short for shooting short movies.
Films, yeah. Yes. And shockingly, it's a very competent group. I've done this in the past, and they've been horrible. This group is like, they're at a higher point than I was when I started.
Oh, well, that's so always good.
Like, the entire group. It's like 11 people. It's fantastic and kind of scary at the same time.
Yeah, you got to watch out for those kind of hot shots coming up behind you.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Tomorrow, I have one more day tomorrow, and then a day off, and then everybody edits.
Yay. Anything RuneScape-related?
RuneScape, my life on RuneScape has pretty much just been doing the beach event, because I figured out that without bonus XP, I can get 80,000 fishing experience a day. I can, with bonus XP that I keep getting daily from Treasure Hunter, I might be able to get 99 fishing before this is over. When does it end?
End of August.
End of the, yeah. Yes.
So if I keep it up daily, I could get 99 fishing off of this.
Well, there's a positive outlook.
Which I never thought I'd get, because I hate fishing.
Yeah, and I mean, we don't talk enough about Beach Party, but there are certain benefits to it, and obviously fishing is one, some combat XP. I think you can also get some ranged XP there. So if you're in the market XP on any of these things, definitely go and check it out. But it sounds good. You guys have anything else to say before we wrap this one up?
Nope.
Rune Labs, go away.
Alrighty then. Well, with that being said, this has been RSBNB Update with myself, Shane12088, Magic King, and Sarah Pyro.
Yay.
We'll see you next week, everyone. Hopefully you enjoy your week, and thank you for taking the time to listen to us.
Have a good one.
Bye.